was a groundbreaking ceremony for a new factory.
Did she mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane at the airport?
No, she said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Beth! Go up to your room, honey.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
Okay, here's the deal. After years of bird flu news and the recent swine flu outbreak, you'd think Contagion would be the scariest movie you'd ever see. And while it's a chilling story about a mysterious illness that threatens to kill hundreds of millions of people worldwide, it's not. Told in the pseudo-documentary style that director Steven Soderbergh has used in the past, Contagion seems more clinical than thrilling. You may want to wash your hands in Purell when you're done seeing it, but it's not going to turn you into a germaphobe. That doesn't mean it's a bad movie. It's interesting, and it's a diversion from your typical thriller, and you'll certainly get nervous if you hear somebody coughing near you in the theater, but it's not as good as I've come to expect from the director. Contagion gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.